Chapter 18, Section 2. The Cold War Heats Up. Before you read. In the last section, you read about post-war Europe. In this section, you will read about the post-war situation in Asia and about the Korean War. China becomes a communist country. How did the communists gain control of China? For two decades, the Chinese communists struggled against the nationalist government led by Chiang Kai-shek. The United States supported Chiang because he opposed communism and sent him aid. But U.S. officials knew that Chiang's government was inefficient and corrupt. He overtaxed the Chinese people even during times of famine. He did not have the support of the people. Mao Zedong led the communist forces in the north. He won the support of many Chinese peasants. Mao distributed land to them and reduced rents. He had an experienced army with high morale. President Truman refused to send American troops to help the nationalists fight communism, but he did send aid. Even so, in 1949, Chiang and his forces had to flee to Taiwan, an island off the coast of China. China was now communist. Containment in China had failed. American conservatives said that the United States had lost China because not enough had been done to help the nationalists. Truman's followers said that the communist success was because Chiang could not win the support of the Chinese people. Conservatives claimed that the U.S. government was filled with communist agents. American fear of communism began to burn out of control. Question 1. How did communists gain control of China? The Korean War. The United States fights in Korea. What caused the Korean War? Japan had ruled Korea since 1910. At the end of World War II, Japanese forces in the north surrendered to the Soviets. In the south, the Japanese surrendered to the Americans. Two nations then developed. They were separated by the 38th parallel, an imaginary line that divides Korea at 38 degrees north latitude. In 1948, South Korea became an independent nation. North Korea became a communist nation. Each claimed the right to rule all of Korea. In June 1950, North Korea started the Korean War by invading South Korea. Truman was afraid another Asian nation was about to fall to communism. He ordered air and naval support for South Korea. Then the United Nations agreed to help South Korea. Troops from 16 nations, most of them American, were sent to South Korea. They were led by General Douglas MacArthur. North Korean troops moved steadily south. They conquered the South Korean capital of Seoul. Then MacArthur launched a counterattack. His forces trapped about half the North Korean army, which surrendered. MacArthur's success in Korea made him a national hero. UN and South Korean forces advanced toward the 38th parallel. If they crossed it, the war would become an offensive rather than a defensive one. In October 1950, the UN told MacArthur to cross the 38th parallel and reunite Korea. The Chinese opposed UN forces moving into North Korea. China said it would not let the Americans near its border. The UN ignored the threat and advanced. Then Chinese troops entered North Korea. They drove UN forces back. In January 1951, the communists recaptured Seoul. For 2 years, fighting continued, but neither side advanced. MacArthur wanted to extend the war into China. He even suggested dropping atomic bombs on China. Truman was against this strategy. The Soviets were allies of the Chinese. Truman felt bombing China would start World War III. MacArthur continued to argue for his plan. He spoke to the press and to Republican leaders. Truman felt that he could no longer allow MacArthur's insubordination. he fired MacArthur as commander. At first, the American public sided with MacArthur. Later, they came to agree with Truman's idea of a limited war. Meanwhile, a ceasefire went into effect in June 1951. Both sides agreed to a demilitarized zone at the 38th parallel. An armistice was signed in July 1953. The agreement was a stalemate. Korea was still divided between communist North Korea and non-communist South Korea. Many people felt that American lives had been lost for little gain. As a result, the American people rejected the party in power, the Democrats, in the 1952 election. Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected president. Americans also became even more worried about communist expansion abroad and communist spies at home. Question 2. What was gained by the Korean War?